Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
I've been wearing it.
Oh,
it actually fit.
Yes.
No, it
doesn't.
Oh,
it doesn't fit.
Well, no, you know what? I honestly don't
Hold
think...
on. Wait, stop. Are we rolling? Because this is important and this is about boobs.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. Joining us today is the one and only V. Hale, for whom a bra was purchased not that long ago. Vinny bought me and V. Hale each one of these bras.
The reason I bought them, it's not like I have stock in the company, is I'd gotten one for Christina and she really liked it. And it's because she doesn't, you know, everyone who went through the pandemic was pretty much like braless for whatever,
3 years,
a year
yes.
or two or whatever. So she likes these things. They're very, there's no wires, there's no clasps.
Yeah. And she's very small breasted.
Yeah.
So I can see, like, even my boobs, it pulled a little tight. Like, there's actually a seam that was bothersome in it.
Oh, really?
Which was surprising to me because it's pretty light. And at first I did like it. And then I'm thinking maybe I'm going to try and unsew that seam, take out the
You know what
the
you
thing,
need is then, you need the next size up, right?
No, it's definitely fine, except for this one thing. So I think I'll take it apart and resell it.
Yeah, just screw it. Just
no,
throw it
I'm
away.
Not doing that.
But I bought you one, sent it to you, or gave it to you. I bought her one, and then I realized, how the hell am I going to get this to her? So I sent it to her over vacation. So does it fit?
Yeah, it fits.
Because V. Hale, if you don't know, is like tiny with huge cans.
Yep.
I'm not tiny, but thank you. But I do have...
You're small.
Big fake boobies, but... The band, the jockey band at the bottom keeps like flipping up under the boots.
It doesn't work.
But the thing that's funny is if I went bigger, like obviously it's not a support thing, right? Like you don't put that on and you're like, oh, I'm uplifted like an underwire. It's a comfy thing, right? But if I went any bigger so the band laid lower, it would be the
You'd be flopping around.
And you couldn't go smaller.
Yeah. No, I was thinking that. I was like, oh, if it was smaller, maybe it would lift more. There's no way. Then it wouldn't even
The thing about a bra body. That's too small that is surprising it sometimes is that you'd be amazed how much of your boob will come out the side or out the front. Like, your boobs are misshapen. And then to get them in the right position, now you got to, like, kind of cross-eye your nipples.
Always
like
it's
cross-eye
side.
Your nipples.
It's that ugly side boob.
Oh, yours comes out the side?
Mine always seems to be
It's like blooping out
issue.
On this. I can't stand that.
Yeah. And I actually tried Skims.
Oh, how were they?
Yeah. So I know some people love their underwear. My problem, I've only tried one of hers. It's an underwire, a non-underwire bra.
Oh, this is Kim K stuff.
Kim K stuff.
Okay.
And by the way, very well priced. I was shocked when I went on.
Oh.
But I don't know what they're talking about in their ads where they have these like boobs that are way bigger than mine and they're wearing these non-underwire bras and they're all lifted. I'm like, bullshit, because I have it on and it's so, and I tighten it all the way up. I know how to wear a bra.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of those cross, no underwire kind of crosses in the front of each other, you know, instead of like a cup that meets in the middle.
Right.
And I always end up throughout the day picking up the bra because like it slides down so much that your nipple pops out.
Oh,
like, and you're just like very obviously out of your bra. So it's weird. It's really
Free
hard
the nipple.
To find these non-wire bullshit. There's like 400 companies now, but I'm determined.
There's going to be one out there with no wire that's comfortable to wear. It's all about that piece of elastic.
It underneath.
It's
100%.
So because it gets very aggravating when you're constantly having to push back and straight flatten the thing out. That's annoying. That's got to be solved.
The same as having an underwire. So
right. You might as well. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just like right.
Yeah.
They're but without
to
any
be,
of the support.
It's supposed to be comfortable. If it's distracting, then what's the point?
Right. Yeah, take off the bra. Let your boobs be free.
And I think everybody's got to. We've talked about this before. When you buy underwear, you're like, all right, I guess I'm going to just take a stab at it, hope I got the right thing, because now you've worn underwear. You can't return it.
No, yeah, right.
But I've definitely gone through, like, I wear a Sarge. I like the boxer brief, but I need them in a size large because I don't want them to be tight around my stuff.
Well, now you know the size.
So they're a little, well, but I had mediums and then I was like, ah, oh, God, I'm pulling at my nads because I don't like how tight they are.
I never thought about that for guys.
Well, sometimes, look, this is what I think too. In our bathroom here at the Odyssey building, there's piss all over the floor in front of the urinal.
Ew.
Like, how the do you miss a goddamn urinal? It's, you walk into it and then you pee. It's like a big wall-sized. But these guys are hitting the floor, and what I think is happening is, I've certainly had this happen. No, when they're too tight, it actually scrunches you up in such a weird way that your piss hole ends up like mangled. Oh. And I think they go, like they're pulling themselves out.
It
and
is just
everywhere.
Skin, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're piss everywhere before the stream straightens out their urethra.
Yeah.
I think that's what's
going
on.
That makes sense, sure.
Because otherwise, how does a grown man who holds down a job piss on his own feet every day?
How does a grown man not know how to buy the right size?
Well, because you know, I'm a size 30.
Well,
I wear a 30.
You could have had your legs crossed and your junk was wound up. Maybe you have the right size on, but the thing just got out of whack. What if you can you take your cock and go down to the end to kind of like straighten out
the piss hole?
Hey, you, let's
probably
get the piss hole aligned.
But
yeah, I don't know that
like
I would.
You're playing with yourself. Junk
it, but I might wiggle it a little just to get
like,
it
let's get
straightened
the,
out.
Let's
yeah.
get that thing in working order.
But that's why I wear that kind of underwear a little looser. Like, I'm not a large in anything, but I wear that because it fits more comfortably, and I can deal with whatever looseness is in the waistband.
Sure.
Over dealing with tightness around my chaunch. So anyway, I guess it's just a matter of trying stuff on and finding out if it
finding
works.
Finding the thing that finally works.
And then you turn out, yeah, that doesn't fucking work.
Back to Skims really quickly. So you're saying you went on the Skims site, because I have been thinking, you know, like it would be nice to get like a slip or something that I could wear underneath stuff that to calm everything down. You know, just like, let's put a smooth line on that.
I mean, I think, I truly think she would put out quality stuff, because God forbid anyone say anything bad about her. Like, she's such a freak about her reputation. I would try them or Spanx.
I have Spanx. I'm sure Skims is the same way. I have like a Spanx tank top that pulls down over my hip. It's like a long thing, and it is so motherfucking hard to get on and off that I actually break a sweat putting it. It's like so. But once it's on, I'm like, oh, I do look shapely.
Yeah, but then is it hard to breathe the rest of the evening? Or
no. I mean,
day?
I can breathe and stuff, but it gives up after a while. It can only do so much. So eventually, I've been slumped over, and the thing is just like, you know.
And then a chunklet comes squeezing out.
The chunklets are squeezing out the sides. You know, that's happening. It gives up. I can't do it all night.
It's good quality.
Ladies, I want to read this text to you. Okay. Just you tell me your thoughts as it ends, okay?
Okay.
510 says, why is it so hard for Vinny to understand that heterosexual women don't like to see other women's downstairs areas?
Or
same
men's
conversation
downstairs
for years. Vinny, let it go.
I said that Emily Ratajkowski was bumping uglies with Eric Andre, and...
And I'm saying there's nothing ugly about it.
He says there's nothing ugly.
And
I'm like, it's just a way. It's, you know, who wants to see that? Nobody wants to see that. I don't want to see your dick either. Like, it's all ugly. That's why they call it bumping uglies, because everyone's like, oh, put that away.
No,
put that shit away.
Yeah,
sometimes. Sure, you see a nice penis. But, you know, put it away.
When you see a vagina, are you like, ugh? Or do you go, let me see what that's all about?
Well, who's going, ugh? That'd be pretty hurtful to the person whose vagina it was if you went, ugh.
Well, maybe you just see a picture of somebody.
I'd say, oh, let's turn the page for the picture. Let's cover that
up. Your thoughts, V.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm watching porn, I don't think that. But otherwise, I don't need to see anyone else's hoo-ha. As I always like to say, there's only room for one taco in my relationship. Mm. So, like,
one taco, one burrito.
Yeah, on my own, like person to person, no, I don't. But yes, Vinny.
When you are taking pictures of your vagina for a man possibility, someone you're trying to lure into your bed, All right. Do you look like take
God,
a picture?
I feel like catching a predator.
How many pictures of your vagina would you take before you'd say that's the one? Like, are there a lot, or are you like, this is going
to
look the
you
same way
look
no
good.
Matter what?
I mean, I think there's a couple, but I never really do. I don't know if I've ever really done like fully down there. Like, there's always like a finger in there.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Or like,
oh.
Your hands kind of, I feel the view is obstructed.
Yeah, like the two
in
fingers
way.
In, doing the parting
shot.
Yeah,
like
shot.
A little, like a little boop, like a little
oh, you
spread
open her
action.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's ever been like full on its own. There's always like a hand in there somehow. Oh.
Blocking it a yeah. little bit.
Well, that's surprising to me.
Huh.
All right.
Or right. you see it from behind when you do the behind ones, and it's just kind of
oh, those are the best.
Oh, those are
through.
Good. But they, yeah. but your
what
butthole's
do you mean by
in the
that?
Shot too, though, right?
So I
what
like
do you
to
mean the
no? I mean
behind.
That's great. Just I'm yeah. just trying to clarify that
from behind. So you can still see
like
the
from
pussy from the back.
Like what you. They would see.
Oh,
yeah.
so you
if
would
they were
put
doing
your
doggy.
You put yeah. your phone uh-huh. right behind your
or in the
no,
mirror.
No, I set
right?
it. I set it up.
Oh, for a timer.
A timer.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, then you can really see. You put it on 10 seconds. You can really see. Is that a good view? Arch your back of it. And then you're like, okay. And then it's all ding, 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 ding. And you're like,
skills.
Sold.
Nicely.
Oh, expert.
Wow.
I talk too much on this show.
No, you don't.
You do not.
I don't know if you do.
When's the last time you did a photo shoot?
Oh, it's been a while, actually.
Oh, I hate
I
to
know.
Hear that.
I know.
Well, it's been a while since she.
Well,
know,
we don't
got
know
the
that.
Big D.
She might have gotten the big D over vacation.
No,
did you
I
get the big D?
Oh,
you got the big
I
D.
I did. I didn't butter anyone's muffin. It didn't happen.
Oh,
would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin?
To butter your muffin. I'm a chaise lounge. I'm a chaise lounge. I'm a chaise lounge. I love that song. So, no.
What?
Actually, bringing it back. God, I want to talk shit on this human being. Member Boston guy.
Yeah. Uh oh.
Okay. Remember,
this
I
is a guy you went there with and there were possibilities and we thought maybe
yes.
you're going to get laid when you go.
Yes. And okay. remember we found out total liar, has an entire new girlfriend,
yeah.
has like a bunch of different me's who talk and send pictures on the side. I wasn't the only one like total. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like even one of his best friends was like, look, I love him. He's one of my best friends, but he is a massive liar. And I'm like, oh, my God. So instantly, like you go from being turned on by someone and attracted, like it's amazing how quickly
you're horrified because like, right. you kind of so were like played.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that'll
kind
piss
of.
You
and
off.
Also just like gross, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you have a problem. Like you're a grown ass man. Like you have a problem. So anyways, since then, he'll like message and do stuff like this. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't think like you understood. Like I said one time, the other times I've ignored. I'm like, you're a liar. I'm not interested. I laid it out for you because you'd be like, I don't know what you mean. I'm not a liar. I'm like, oh, my God, you're just lying about lying. It's insane. So he is reaching out.
Continues.
He's going to be in California and he keeps hitting me up. We're going to get drinks. We're going to meet up. Anyways, I've told him no, but I just think it's funny. Like the second you
tell
them
no, but you're obviously
away.
Thinking about it. Like if it would be truly no strings attached, I mean, you'd get to fuck.
Hell no. I'm not giving him the opportunity.
All right.
No.
Fine.
That's
you
like
don't have to be mad about it. I'm just saying. You,
no,
you know he's
a
liar.
Yeah. No, that's like disrespecting myself if I were to act.
Why don't you block his number then?
He hits me up on Instagram. Mm.
You can't block somebody on Instagram?
Number.
You can.
Oh, you can block him.
I mean, we have a massive group of mutual friends. Just ignoring it's even better. Actually, I open it to leave him on red so he sees that I have purposely ignored it.
Oh,
nice.
Mean lady. Yeah. I like
That's
it.
That's right. Fuck with me, you piece of shit.
Yeah, but you know what? The fact that you opened it and left it on red gives him some satisfaction, too. She saw it. She's
I don't
thinking
know.
It. She
Does
didn't.
It,
I guess
she didn't block me.
I think he knows I did. I unfollowed him, but I don't know.
Mm.
I guess I look at it. Everyone feels differently about the situation, and I would feel worse
if you didn't.
No. If someone had opened my message and didn't respond, versus if I saw it was unread. So I guess that to
yeah,
me,
but that's because you're a nice person, and this guy's a liar who like works chicks.
Yeah, I guess.
He thinks you're
Anyways,
leaving. You leaving it on red is you leaving the door open.
That's not true.
It's not necessarily true, but I do think that there's different interpretations.
Depends, right. And I think it, as much as it depends on me, it depends on the guy too, right?
Like there's no question that there are psychos out there who are like, no means yes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
So you're saying there's a chance.
She just must have got busy every time I sent her a message. But yeah. She's seeing them and she hasn't blocked me. So, you know, she's letting me know that she saw it by leaving me on read.
I think that can go both ways for sure. There was a lady where I was like, we don't get along. I don't argue with people and we just do not, like, it's always a grind with you. Let's just not talk anymore. You're not giving us a fair chance. I'm like, what part of I don't want to hang out with you are you having trouble with? You haven't given, like, I'm just sitting there going, why are we still even talking? Please stop. Yeah,
those people are so weird. Well, and that's them not letting go. Like, that's still a conversation for them. So they'll keep saying that question. They'll keep you on the line as long as they can. It's weird.
So in a weird way, we're giving people advice about, you know, block people.
Oh, we should do an advice.
We don't have enough time for that. We have so much. We have a lot to do before our meeting and we only have so much. So we can, you have a choice. We can play this game or we can just be done. Let's play the game. Like, I wrote a game for today's. It's only good for today because it's always like what happened on this day.
This
is a game called... When did that happen?
Okay.
All right. Oh, you got to give me the year and whichever one of you gets the closest. Alex, you want to play?
Sure. What are we doing?
When did that happen?
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
I know exactly when it happened, yeah.
Stephen King first published his... I'm not even going to question it. I just don't know. King first published the book Carrie. What year did that happen?
I don't want to play anymore.
Okay. 73.
I'm going to say 75.
76.
Alex, you lose. Guys, it was 74. You sandwiched
That's
crazy. Oh, wow.
I'm going to give you
Alex,
each
you
a point.
Alex, you can't just jump on and like add a year to what everyone else is guessing.
No, I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore. All right, so Alex, you don't get a point for that, but Vinny and B. Hill do.
Okay.
Why?
Because both missed by one.
Oh, okay.
You were two away, and these guys were one away.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
The Fox Broadcasting Company made its primetime debut with Married with Children.
Oh, what 82. Year?
What's the year? What year?
82. Okay. 82.
No.
87.
That's an 88, Bob.
You say 88, you say 87, and you say 82?
Yeah.
Alex is on the nose.
Let's go!
87.
You know what? Let's start having Alex answer first, since he's jumping on. I want to see how close you get.
Okay.
Are you trying to take away from what I just did?
Yeah, you're jumping on the numbers.
No, I did. Vinny jumped on the back of mine.
Bryn's back now. All four of you are playing.
I actually, this is what's funny about this is that's a time frame in my life where I just had gotten out of high school. Not 87. Well, 87 is when I graduated. But I do remember with my friends, we would drink and watch those Sunday night shows. And then it'd be like, God, we're partying a third night in a row. We are fucking pukes because we have already drunk all Friday, all Saturday,
and, you watch
and now
football,
here we are on
and
Sunday, and we're shit faced again. And be like, Jesus, college is fucking fun.
What are
fun.
We doing?
And then
I was
you know,
say, sounds amazing.
It was great. Yeah, it was a good time in life.
I have three more of these, and Bryn is in now. So Bryn, you're gonna have to. Everybody's got a point except you at this point. So sit down.
Okay.
The game is. When did that happen?
All right.
Kurt Cobain committed suicide. What year?
Oh.
96. 94.
I was going to say
94. I'm going to say 97.
Oh. Okay. I'll go 95 then.
95? What did you say?
96. 94, Alex said.
Yeah.
Alex gets another point.
It was 94?
94. Damn it. And the only reason I know that is because Jim McGuinn had just gotten to the station I worked at in St. Louis. Because it's hard to believe that it's been almost 30 years. It's incredible to think that. It happened 29 years ago today. Okay, here's your next one. Ready? Yeah. Alice in Chains singer Lane Staley dies of an accidental overdose.
Oh.
97.
95.
Oh.
I was going to say 95. I'll just say 96 then.
I'm going to go 99.
Bryn wins.
Ah!
2002.
I'm surprised to hear that.
You're on the board.
The stories I've heard about that guy are so heartbreaking, so awful. And one of them's from here. He came to a studio here to perform. Did you hear this story?
You've told me it.
Oh, okay. He'd been doing drugs hard drugs for so long, all his teeth had fallen out. Mm. And he was trying to record a song, and they had to change the fucking lyrics because he was lisping through the... He couldn't. That was it.
Wow.
And they finally went... Like, they couldn't use anything he'd done. And wow. And part of the story was... Even though he'd come here to do this song, he disappeared for hours where they were like, where the fuck did that guy go? He was out shooting drugs.
Well, and scoring, figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your final question. The best you guys can do is hope for a tie with Alex because, man, this guy's ruling. Yeah.
He's a killer.
Get two of them. Tell me what year this happened. Barry Manilow came out as gay.
Wait, Barry Manilow's gay? I didn't know that. Now, what year is this? 2023.
You think that's the year he came out?
Yeah.
Okay, 2023. That's Winnie's guess.
He's gay?
He came out.
But what about Lola?
Her name was Lola. It's just a story. That's just a story.
Oh, he's not into her?
I don't know.
Why? Clearly he's not if he's gay.
Right. Unless, right.
Maybe he was and then realized.
Okay, what year did Barry
Manilow
come out?
Now there's a guy. Well, never mind.
1981.
I don't know.
81, okay. 2023, 1981.
2000. 2000. I'll say 87.
Vinny gets that one. He came out in 2017.
All right.
And everyone went, yeah, okay, fine. Alex and Vinny, you co-win.
Good job, guys.
All right, good job.
We have a meeting to get you.
Yeah, we do. All right. Have a great day. Send the emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioWallace.com. V. Hale, you're a delight. We love you.
You're the best.
Thanks. See you next week.
I love you guys.
Crazy.
Have a great show, V.
Thank you.
Oh, the end. Sorry. We were waiting for me. Sorry about that. I thought we were done.